In the beginning of Perek Lamed, the Alter Rebbe says that a person has to follow the advice of the Mishnah, Havei Shval Ruach Pifnei Kol HaAdam, that a person should feel himself lower, inferior to every person. And the Rebbe begins to explain that the Cheshm is based on Al Tadin Es Chaveicha Shetagi Alam Kaimei, that you can't judge a person until you've been in his place, which means that since the lowest of the low, before whom you're supposed to feel inferior, since his livelihood takes him out in the streets, and he's exposed to all sorts of unholiness, and his Yetzirah is by nature an aggressive Yetzirah, a passionate Yetzirah, therefore for him to not sin is a very difficult struggle. And the Beinoni is not in a position to judge him, to judge the lowest of the low and to feel superior, because he doesn't know how he would behave and how he would come out if he were exposed to those kinds of difficulties and those kinds of challenges. Secondly, in those areas where he is exposed to a challenge, where he does have to struggle in order to serve God properly, both in the performance of positive mitzvahs and in the total avoidance of anything negative, he finds within himself that he doesn't put in the struggle, he doesn't make the effort, and therefore is no better than the lowest of the low. He still hasn't explained, the Alter Rebbe still hasn't explained what makes him lower than the lowest of the low. In today's Shia, on page 402, for the 21st of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe says how the Beinoni, who doesn't make the effort, is really inferior to the Kal Shebekal. Aval ben, but the truth is not that he is equal to the lowest of the low, but worse. Because im hu yedeya sefer, if he knows how to learn a little bit, umarzik b'teiras Hashem, and he identifies, he is close to Teira, and the Eibishter v'kiv aselikim yechpots, and he wants a closeness to God, that's what his life is all about, then godel aveinei minasei, then his sin is more unbearable. And his guilt is doubly and quadruply great. Over the fact that he doesn't battle and overcome his Yetzirah, with the same effort and the same struggle as that which would be necessary for the Kal Shebekalim. So his guilt and his sin is much greater, may ashmas kal shebekalim, than the guilt of the lowest of the low, miyeshve kronis, the people who sit around in the streets, harachekim Hashem v'teirose, who are by their very condition far from Teira and from God. Ve'ein ashmasam gedelo kol kach, and therefore their guilt is not as great, v'masha einam in that they don't overcome their Yetzirah, which is burning like a fire, like an inflamed fire, by recognizing they should overcome the Yetzirah, by recognizing that God is Mevinu Mabit El Kol Maaseihem, that God knows and sees all their actions, and therefore the fear of God should help them overcome their Yetzirah, even if it is an inflamed Yetzirah. But in not doing so, their sin is great, but their guilt is not as great as the guilt, the culpability of the one who is closer to God and closer to Teira and Aveda. And the closer one is, the greater is the guilt for not making the effort. Because knowing what God wants and still not putting His will before your own is similar to the klipa that the Alter Rebbe described earlier in Perek Chavtes about the klipa of Bilam, where Bilam said, Le'uchal laver es pi Hashem. That Bilam says, I can't, even though he was a klipa, even though he was unholiness, yet he said, I can't go against God's word. even though he would want to. So in terms of his will, he is very far from what God wants. But when it comes to the actual act, to the deed, he can't do, even though he wants to, and even though he regrets not being able to do it, but he can't do what God doesn't allow. And here the person does what he wants, even though God doesn't allow it. And he is closer to God, and he knows God's will, and so on. So the culpability and the greatness is all the greater. As the Gemara says concerning Acher, Sheyoda bechleidi, etc. That he knew me. God says that he knew me, and yet he intentionally rebelled against me, which is greater than the one who doesn't know God. And that's what the Gemara says concerning the Ami Ha'ozetz. That Zdei Neis Nasel Em Kishgogis. That their intentional sins are considered by God as unintentional sins because of their lack of knowledge. Whereas the person who is knowledgeable, who is closer to Torah and closer to God and so on, his sins can't be attributed to ignorance and therefore are worse than the sins of the lowest of the low and the most ignorant. Now this attitude of inferiority because of a lack of bittul prevents Timtum Halev in the first place. How can a person be complacent? How can a person be smug when he thinks how without the effort that he should be making, he is no better than the lowest of the low? In fact, he is worse than the lowest of the low. In fact, it is even worse than Bilam, who said, I can't do what God doesn't permit. And here he finds that although he's supposed to daven a certain way, he doesn't. Although he's supposed to make brachas with kavana, he doesn't. Although he's supposed to give more tzedakah, he doesn't, and so on. So that he finds that in fact, not in humility, but in fact, he is lower than the lowest of the low. In today's Hayyim Yayim, for the 21st of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that Shem Chosid hu Shem Kodum. The name Chosid is an ancient name. Hanimta b'drashas Rezal, we find it in the Gemara, Gam al Adam Harishon, even referring to Adam, as in the Gemara Erev and Yudches Amud Beis. V'hu teyar hashlemus v'ha'aflaga, it is a term that expresses excellence, either im b'seichel, ei b'mideis, ei b'shneim yachdav, either in intelligence, in intellect, or in emotions, or in both together. Omnom b'teiras chasidus chabad, but in the teachings of Chabad, teyar chosid hu, the term chosid, is mi shemakir muhusei ha'atzmi, u'ma'amodei b'yediyas ha'teira v'limuda, u'matzovei b'kiyim ha'mitzvus. A chosid is someone who recognizes his true essence, who knows what he is, and he knows where he stands in the knowledge of Torah, in the study of Torah, and in his standing in the observance of mitzvahs. Yedeyahu masha chosar lei, he knows what is lacking in him, v'neisein lev, v'deyeg l'malis es ha-chosid, and he takes to heart, and he is concerned with fulfilling and correcting that which is lacking. And therefore, he is diligent in his obedience, in an acceptance of the yoke, doing what needs to be done without seeking inspiration. Which could be connected with the shir of Tanya that we're learning. The way the Gemara uses the term chosid is an excellence in seichel, mideis, or both together. But those are accomplishments. Those are achievements. That is not the essence of a person. Those are the attributes of a person. The way Chabad Chasidus uses the term chosid is someone who is in touch with his essence. He knows where he stands in Torah and in mitzvahs. Meaning to say, he knows where he stands in his bittul to the Eibishter. He knows what is lacking, where he's lacking in bittul, and it concerns him and it bothers him to where he does something to correct it. And the manner that he uses is not the pursuit of excellence or of completeness. In Seichel and Middeis, he's not looking to become a perfect, fulfilled person. He wants to do what needs to be done. He accepts the yoke and thrives on doing what has to be done.